I support gay rights because it's an issue that I have given a lot of thought to. Quite frankly, when it first became an issue in the world, when it started off by people demanding gay rights, so to speak, up to the level of even civil unions and even marriages, I wondered about it, and I probably, not probably, I certainly was not in favor, being brought up in the normal Christian mode where we frown on these kind of activities. We believe, you know, man was made for woman and vice versa, and there's no way that, you know, that homosexuality should exist. People think it's an abomination and all sort of terrible things will happen to you if you practice, you know, homosexuality, and the Bible strongly condemns it. Well, two things. I'm not even sure the Bible condemns it in quite the way that some people say, and I probably can quote section of the Bible that suggests otherwise. But as you know, when it comes to the Bible, people interpret things all kinds of different ways. There's one Bible, yet you have about 30 different religions each interpreting. So sometimes I go by conscience. And when I examine the issue over and over in my mind, more and more I came to the conclusion, but who are we, that is people in authority, to deny individuals in doing things that they want to do to and about themselves? And if the society, for instance, allows certain privileges for a man and woman to get married, that is to say, even things like when they retire, you know, what benefits can go to the other, what privileges one shares with the other, who are we, that is, authorities all over the world, to determine these benefits should only apply between a man and a woman? I thought about it a lot. I remember initially being disgusted when one American religious group actually ordained a gay bishop. And again, that I'm talking 5-10 years ago, that didn't seem right. But more and more, I have come to conclusion that is all right to have people with that orientation in all facets of society. Quite apart from the fact that gays by themselves seem to have some very nice qualities in terms of being very friendly, being very expressive, being very artistic, and so on. But I believe they're entitled to their rights. So I'm strongly of the view, and I support even personally to civil union and marriage, because I do not believe any government really has a right to say, you and you cannot live together, cannot enjoy, for instance, the benefits if one party dies, that his retirement benefits cannot pass on, you know, to the person he's been living with, you know. So that is why I supported the principle of gay rights in all areas. Where, quite frankly, in a lot of countries, most people are not in favor of gay rights. Most people. And certainly in the Caribbean, and certainly in Dominica. It is my view, we have a poll, but it is my view that most Dominicans are not in favor and do not support gay rights. They do not believe that they should be ill-treated and beaten, or heaven forbid, even attacked because they're gay. But they do not accept gay rights and gay privileges. So I don't think any government is going to move too quickly to make all these things legal and so on and pass legislation. It'll take a little while. As you will appreciate, it is over the years that more and more acceptance is growing in the community. So it will still take a while. It's not going to happen overnight, for sure. As I say, I don't think any government is going to rush to make. But yes, it would be nice if the region as a whole became more accepting of gay rights. Certainly, as I say, that is something I believe is right. But one has to respect that it is something still held in a minority, and only more and more education. As you know, in Europe, you know, gay rights are accepted throughout. In the States, not quite so, but starting to be there. Canada has made marriage between persons of the same sex perfectly in order. And there's a reason why they're doing that. It's because logic, law suggests that we should allow this. Now, you may have, as a religious beliefs, have your own beliefs in that respect. And if you say you will not get involved with somebody of the same sex, that is your absolute right. But you should not deny, the law should not deny that privilege to other peoples. So the bottom line is, it probably will take some time to come, but I do believe it will come in time where the full gay rights are established. I appreciate that these views can be a little controversial, but these are my personal views. It's not so much about the law. it's among others in their community, in our villages, in our other communities. Generally, people are not in support of gays. So they will make fun of them, you know, tease them and that kind of thing. That is why most people who are gay do not, in fact, come out. Okay? Now, the legislation, the UN legislation you referred to earlier, was, in fact, a promulgation that said whether or not you accept gay rights, you should not be attacking gay people, because in other parts of the world, once they find out that you are gay or whatever, you have radicals who come out and beat up the people because they think, sometimes they're not even sure, but they think they're gay-oriented, you know, which of course is very bad. And United Nations has come out and said, no, 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 that cannot be correct. You cannot be beating up people and sometimes even killing them because they have a different sexual orientation, you know. So that was what, and I think I'm happy that our government was one of many in the Caribbean, if not all, who supported that. That we have no right, in fact, to be violent towards another person for any reason. If they are not happy with something that they're doing and you think it's against the law, you bring the matter to the police attention, to legal authorities. You don't go on and decide to interfere with people, you know, in a violent way at all. So, but as I say, it's mostly because of what they think the rest of the society will say about them. There are some people who are applying for a job and they think if they say they're gay, they won't get the job. So you can understand most people will not come out and say they're gay. But there are a lot in the society. There are some we know and there are some who are still perhaps hiding that. But hopefully in 10, 15, 30, 50 years, everybody will be free to give their, you know, say what their sexual orientation is and live happily ever after still.